My name is Imran Hussain, and I am from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean. And I'm an Islamic scholar. I specialize in Islamic eschatology.
Why do you come to this forum? What is your
aim? I was invited to come to participate, and I offered to speak on the subject of Islam and Orthodox Christian Russia in the end of history.
And what do you think about the main topic of this forum about multipolarity? Important question for
the people today? There is an arrogance in those who want to rule the world. It's arrogance. Everybody else must bend their knees in submission to them. And that arrogance has to be rejected. We must live in the world as a fraternity of mankind. And in this fraternity, we must recognize that we'll all have to stand before the Lord God on Judgment Day as equal in His sight as are the teeth of a comb. But the modern West believe that they are born superior. And we reject that. So I'm happy to be here to participate in the rejection of those who claim that they are born superior and that they must rule the world.
And do you feel the real danger of such position of Western countries?
Of course, they want to rule the world, and they will not stop at anything, including nuclear war, to rule the world. But we are happy that the Russian people are prepared to accept their sacrifice in order to stand up to those who want to rule the world. We are happy. Yes, that you're prepared to sacrifice. You're not abandoning your mission to stand up for truth. Yeah.
Won't you have any problems in your homeland or maybe in other countries because of your visiting here?
Whether I have problems or whether I don't is irrelevant to me. I still come. But I had no problems in traveling from Trinidad. From Trinidad I flew to Britain. And from Britain I went to Brussels. From Brussels I went to Yerevan in Armenia. And then I arrived here. I had no problems. No.
Very good. And do you believe that that we can resist this? We can oppose this Western country?
You are already doing it. Russia is already doing it. China is already doing it. Iran is already doing it. Venezuela is already doing it. And while there are governments in the world of Islam that are puppy dogs of the Western world, the people are not. The Muslim people around the world are not puppy dogs of the West. And there is an increasing number of Muslims in the world today who are looking forward to building fraternity and friendship with Russia. And in this conference, you'll be surprised to see how many Muslims from so many parts of the world are present, yes. Okay?
Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.